right, good day. It is March 12th, 2023, and I'm back for more. There's a lot on the back burner right now, but I'm just kind of fired up. I'm listening to some podcasters down at the southern border get into arguments when they actually, the emotions are so high they don't realize that they agree on a lot. So this divide and conquer thing is working, because two people who have more in common about the current border crisis can't stop screaming at each other. So, and what's silly is one of them knows more than the other. He's just not using his knowledge to find an agreeable ground. But anyways, the crisis at the southern border is an orchestrated and engineered event. UN replacement migration. So they collapsed. They collapsed South America intentionally with varying types of socialism and communism. Made those states fail so that it would force those innocent people who had been used as pawns to want to come to America. So Americans find themselves in a pickle. If we want to treat others as better than ourselves and treat others as we would want to be treated, we should take them in. So they don't die, so they don't starve. So there's that. But then on the flip side is knowing that this agenda is to create a voting bloc for the future that will continue to vote for a specific party that rhymes with Schmant. So they collapse those countries, and there's like almost 200,000 people waiting to get in this country. So the answer isn't keep them out. I've long thought the answer is educate the American population about what's going on. And then let's somehow try to mass educate them on what's going on. Tell them they're being used as pawns to collapse this country. Because we can't afford them, we can't pay for them, where are they going to go? It just creates further bad luck. And possibly be able to use them as the workforce and the skills that they have. I'm sure a lot of them know how to do stuff that Americans don't, like plant a garden, especially in the southern states. We could absorb them, get them planting food so that everybody benefits. But the problem is that the prince and the power of the air isn't going to allow us to have a homogenized way to communicate. All the media is just throwing you smokescreen stupid stuff. The stuff you hear on Fox is partially true, and the stuff you hear on CNN is partially true, so it just keeps people divided. There's no stopping what's coming at this point, so now conservatives need a plan B, so to speak. We wouldn't want these people to die, and there's an incredible horror going on down at the border. There's trafficking. The cartels are upset now that Title 42 is expiring because it takes away their cash cow of trying to help people come into this country. The cost for coming into this country, if you use the cartels, is sex or rape. And our government is just kind of allowing that. Our government is allowing the chaos. You have problem, reaction, solution. So if they create the problem, they just wait for everything to clash, and then when the smoke clears, they have the solution already ready and waiting. But I'm listening to Owen Schroyer from InfoWars argue with this woman who every point she has raised hasn't been wrong. And he's dead set on kind of, I guess, steamrolling over her instead of get her to see the bigger picture. She's more moved by compassion for these people who are suffering. Owen is more dead set on the fact that Americans have less freedom than these people do who are coming into here. And he's failing to talk about how the United Nations and George Soros or our State Department is giving these people free clothes, free food, prepaid debit cards, free cell phones, as a form of incentive to even take the risk of coming here. So there's so much going on. I believe I would be a lot more calm in this situation talking to this person And Godspeed, both of them. I'm going to continue listening, and maybe I'll have an update later. But for now, ta-ta.